the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. Let's join our hosts, Scott Patton and Martin Batella, now.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op Podcast, restoring vitality to you and to the planet. I'm Scott Patton, your co-host, along with Martin Batella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Doing good, Scott, although I must say I feel a little fuzzy-headed.
Yes, we've got a very interesting podcast episode today because you've been going through quite an interesting experience, and I really wanted to take some time and share it with all of our listeners because I really think that sometimes we can do almost everything right, but if we've got some fundamental issue that maybe people aren't talking about or don't know about, that it can really negate a lot of the good things that we're doing. And in this particular case, we're going to be discussing teeth.
Yeah. Yep.
Everyone's teeth, right? Because we've all gone to the dentist, and probably most of us have one or more fillings. I know I have quite a few more than one. And up until recently, dentists used mercury as part of the filling, which, of course, is one of the most toxic elements that we've got, right?
Absolutely. It's just amazing. You know, they are shipping mercury with the hazardous material treatment on it, and also the stuff that they remove from the people they have to treat as a hazardous waste.
And yet they put it in our mouths.
Yes. I think that the dental profession is protecting itself from this phenomenal class action suit that would just sweep them completely and bankrupt the entire, if not just the dentist, at least the government, because they are in complicity with everything there.
Right.
Imagine that it's going to come out, and it has come out. The truth is known. Anybody who wants to know knows that mercury is highly toxic to the human body and that it's absolute crime to put it in people's teeth. And yet, today, many insurance plans only cover the mercury fillings, and if you want to get the white, pretty fillings in, you have to pay extra.
That's just crazy. So tell us a little bit about your experience with mercury, because this has been an ongoing issue for you for quite a while.
Oh, sure, yeah. I mean, 30 years ago, I went into a dentist's office. I was a 25-year-old guy, and I was just freshly into the country, having my first job. I was just learning the language. You know, I'm an immigrant from the then Czechoslovakia, now Czech Republic. And so I had my first job. After 90 days, I had my dental coverage. I walk into the dentist's office and say, I want a checkup. Well, I got a checkup and an x-ray and a sales job where he explained to me that I needed 12 fillings because all these other teeth, even though they were not broken through, they didn't look strong enough. They were weak now, and the mercury would improve them for sure.
Right.
Well, I didn't know any better, Like I was really, shall I say, inexperienced and gullible. I mean, I was trusting the guy to be the professional that he should be, and he was. I don't think that he imagined that he was installing poison in me, but he certainly was putting his economic interest ahead of mine.
Yes.
But anyway, so, it started out after my second of the four sessions of the fillings. I came down with a herpes blister on my lip. I mean, it was a sign of my immune system becoming very challenged.
Right.
I didn't know enough then. I mean, I wasn't schooled in health and wellness. I was a computer science major. So,
well, and you're talking 30 years ago, and I'm thinking, my parents just took me to the dentist. The dentist said this is what needed to be happened, and that's what happened. And, not a lot of people were giving it much thought, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, 6 months later, all of a sudden, my back started going. I mean, I was in serious trouble. I was going to chiropractors because every 2 or 3 weeks I would lose the adjustment.
Mm.
A year into this experience, I was the structure in one of my feet started collapsing. I was just in constant pain. I went to the orthopedic surgeon, and he shot me up with cortisone, and of course that helped for about 2 weeks, you know. And so I didn't. You know, this is the classical approach of the mainstream medicine. You know, they would just use a painkiller to remove the pain without investigating the cause.
Right.
Typical. Anyway, so the pain came back. I went to the chiropractor with that, and the wonderful patient man, he was trained in sports medicine. He was saying, well, I guess it's the work, you know, you're working at a sawmill, you're on your feet all day long, maybe your body just can't stand up to it. And so he was adjusting the feet for me and the hands, because my wrists started going as well. And so he kept me going, but eventually I had to quit the work because I just wasn't able to withstand the physical demands. And a few years later, it got so bad that I thought I was going to end up in a wheelchair. You know, about 10 years into this experience, I hit the wall. My body was falling apart so bad that I figured I had to do something. By that time, I had seen chiropractors and naturopaths and Feldenkrais and Alexander therapy and network chiropractic and Bowen therapy and, you name it. I mean, I tried everything to try and help to fix that falling apart structure. And nobody, not one of those people, was saying, well, what is the cause of this? They all
right.
simply applied their trade to it. And I guess the saying that says, you know, to a man with a hammer, most everything will look like a nail.
That's right.
That's what was happening to me. You know, I would go to a specialist, and he would apply his special skill to the particular problem I was presenting with, which was a body that's falling apart, which was the symptom of my mercury toxicity. But the mercury toxicity has different ways of presenting itself in different people. You know, for some folks, they get fibromyalgia. Somebody else will get migraines. Other people's hair will start falling out. You know, it goes all over the place.
That must have been what happened to me.
It could possibly be, you know, because if your weaker spot is the endocrine system, it just starts from there. For me, my weaker spot was my structure, my muscles, rather the ligaments and all of that. So that's where it started going on me. And, well, the metal toxicity is such a curious creature, you know. It has, your body tries to deal with it but cannot, because the material is so toxic to the body. It doesn't want to even remove it. It doesn't even want to take it through the liver and kidneys. Instead, it just deposits it in some faraway corners, in your fats, in your bones, in your joints. It just hides it. Hair follicles is one other place where this toxic metals get deposited. Normally, body tries to get rid of toxicity by growing its nails and hair. So, you know, that's why people do hair analysis at times, where as a way of trying to find out what your body's getting rid of. But the biggest problem with metal toxicity is that the most toxic hair follicles don't produce any hair at all. So, you know, you can analyze the hair, but you're not really getting the really toxic picture.
Oh, that's interesting, because I've often heard that if you just do an analysis of your hair, it'll tell you a whole bunch of things.
It will. It will certainly tell you a whole bunch of things, but it's not reliable.
Mm.
A more reliable test would be a urine challenge test. You know, you start taking some detox materials and collect the urine and see just how much is coming now. Well, you know, speaking of hair follicles, that's why people who take chemotherapy for cancer are losing their hair, because you're poisoning the body at such a rapid rate that that all of the hair follicles just die off right there.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's my abbreviated story of getting worse and worse and worse. It had to do with metal toxicity, but eventually I found a way to at least stabilize it. I switched to a different lifestyle. I gave up on meat for the most part. I switched to vegan food combining. I started taking a lot of green superfoods. And so I was essentially keeping it in balance. Later I found in my research the Supernutrient Corporation, the platinum plus amino acids. And while I'm taking that, that really keeps things in a reasonable balance.
Right.
Especially, the joints and the carpal tunnel syndrome that I would suffer from if I wasn't taking these aminos. I mean, all I have to do is just stop taking it for a week and a whole bunch of these symptoms come back. But finally I saved up enough that I'm able to go have these amalgams out. So yesterday I was at this in the dentist session, but today I'm feeling the effects because, when you stir it up, it just goes into the system. And metal toxicity is not fun. It makes me really fuzzy-headed. I'm having such a hard time thinking of words. If I appear to be a little less skilled in this conversation, that's probably because I just can't remember something.
Right. So maybe just share a little bit with you the process that you're now going through with the dentist, because I think that's something that our listeners would really be interested in.
Well, I found a dentist that's practicing holistic dentistry. He's he's trained in homeopathy and he's trained in detoxification. And when I get in his chair, he puts on a high grade oxygen mask. He puts oxygen on me. He's a high suction, it looks like a big vacuum cleaner that's near my mouth so that all of the particles that are coming off of the drill are being sucked into this filtration device. He puts homeopathics on me and he doses me with vitamins and especially with chlorella. Chlorella is an algae that is very good at helping detoxify heavy metals. So I'm taking, I'm taking chlorella before I go and after I go on a heavy dose right now.
Wow.
But even with that, the after effects are, I'm managing, I'm not in bed on all fours, throwing up kind of sick. I'm just fuzzy headed. For anybody who wants to take these things out, don't take it lightly. I met a man not long ago who's just gone to a regular dentist and said to him, I want my amalgams out. Take them out. So the guy just took them out. And this fellow just, of course, got really, really sick. I mean, completely metal toxic sick.
Yeah. Well, the reason that I was interested in hearing more about this is I also have a friend who felt that the mercury was leaching out of his teeth and so went to a doctor and ended up being extremely ill for about 2 months afterwards because I'm not sure, the whole story or everything else, but the impression I got was when they were drilling out and removing it, even as much as they were trying to keep the mercury from splattering or whatever, it really got into his whole system and poisoned him. And he had to do a lot of toxic cleansing and chelation type things in order to get the mercury out of his body.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually, because of this experience, I started doing some research, and we'll be putting on a new product, zeolite, which I'm just so impressed by. It's not on the website yet, but will be soon. So look for it, folks. It's a special activated clay that absorbs all the toxic materials. All these toxic things are electropositive. Like all of these little bits of mercury and cadmium and nickel and aluminum and whatever else toxic metals you may have in the body are electropositive elements. And these special clays, they form little cages of electronegative capacity so that this electronegative, elements wrap themselves around these electropositive toxins. And once it's neutralized, the body can actually carry it out. So the liver and the kidneys will be able to get rid of it.
Oh, good.
So I'll be getting myself on a program with that. But also, you know, the platinum plus amino acids that we sell now?
Yeah.
They have been very successful at doing just that. These amino acids form these proteins that form these little cages around the molecules of the toxic metals and allow them to be escorted out of the system. But, you know, I want to just go into a sidebar, a story here. A friend of mine's telling me about a fellow story. He bought himself a Mercedes. This is a guy who just retired from his job as a doctor, if you can believe it, sold his practice, bought himself a fancy car, and went driving. And every time he came back from a road trip, he would get sick. So he would go to the dealership and just be telling them, look guys, there's got to be something wrong with the car. Every time I go on a trip, I get sick. And they were all over the car from one end to the other several times and couldn't find anything wrong. So finally he's sharing this story with another friend of his, and the friend says, do you chew gum? And he says, yeah, but I only chew gum when I ride in the car. I don't chew any other time. And the next question was, do you have any amalgam fillings?
Huh.
And sure enough, this fellow, every time he would sit down in his car, he would start chewing gum, and he would start activating the mercury out of his fillings, swallowing it, and poisoning himself.
Wow.
So watch for that, folks.
Okay, so I'm not chewing gum anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't help. Don't.
Not that I chew very much anyway, but
yeah.
I could just see, yeah, that all these things, if you've got this kind of little time bomb in your mouth, there's lots of ways it can be activated, eh?
Right. But isn't it interesting, every time you eat, you're poisoning yourself.
Yeah.
I guess that's why you need to buy yourself a high-speed blender and start working on smoothies instead of chewing your food.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So how many times do you need to go to see the dentist to get all the mercury out?
Well, we're doing it in four sessions, you know, the four quadrants.
And you've done two so far?
Yeah, I've just been to the second one yesterday.
We're
doing them about 3 or 4 weeks apart, just to give the body a chance to build up to the next. And it was interesting, you know, after the first session, I had a few days that were so-so, and then I was good for about 3-4 days, and then I got really bad for about 3 days, and you know, I worked on that, detoxed heavily, and just about the time I was going for my next session, I was feeling pretty good again, healthy. I just got whacked again.
Right.
I really feel it.
Wow. So there you go. It's really, really important that we look at all aspects of our health, and it's not just what we put into our mouth, it's what we put into our teeth in our mouth that you have to be concerned about as well.
Yeah, and you know, the heavy metals, cadmium comes from cigarettes and secondhand smoke, aluminum from aluminum dishes, if you're still cooking with those, give up on that. Nickel usually comes from bridge work that you may have installed in your teeth.
Mm.
There's all kinds of other metals, you know, lead is a problem, and of course the lead paint in toys has been lately in the news, where people are discovering that their children could be possibly chewing on items that are painted with lead paint.
Right.
You know, the mercury is, of course, also implicated in a lot of the autistic cases that are in the, well, people are suffering from that. And the main reason for that is that companies have been using mercury to kill off the viruses in the vaccine.
Yeah.
When
you get a vaccine shot for something, you're actually putting mercury into your body.
Well, not all vaccines, and there's been a voluntary removal of this ingredient that they have been using. I'm trying to think of that name, but you know my brain is really hooped, so I can't think of that word right now. no, it's not coming. And
that's okay.
Anyway, so what would typically happen is you bring a healthy 18-month-old child to a doctor to have him vaccinated, and 10 days later you have an autistic kid.
Yeah.
And it's just so awful. And anyway, detoxification works. These amino acids that we have work, and I'm quite sure that the clays, once we offer those, they will be very helpful to people as well.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you very much, Martin, for sharing that with us. I know that you're, you know, not feeling as chipper and as good as you normally do, and I thought it was very, very important that we share this information with our listeners. So I want to appreciate you taking time, particularly like the day after you've removed a whole bunch of mercury from your mouth.
Sure. I'm glad to do it. I mean, I feel okay emotionally. The only thing that's not working is that, you know, my brain isn't engaging as I would want it to.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us as well. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy day to listen to our podcast. You've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast, which you can get previous editions over at lifeenthusiast.podomatic.com. And if you want more information about all the interesting products that Life Enthusiast Co-op has, you can head over to www.life-enthusiast.com.
We actually have a web page set up for this. Under disease information, look up metal toxicity.
And we'll have a link to that on our podcast page as well, so that you can quickly and easily get there. So thank you very much for joining us. You've been listening to the Life Enthusiast Co-op podcast. Martin, the last word is yours as usual.
Ironic as it may be. Life Enthusiast Co-op, restoring vitality to you and to the planet.
Bye-bye.